Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And we say good morning to everybody. Woody, man, what a day we've got planned for you, man. We've got a lot of stuff. We got some exciting football getting ready to take place. This Saturday, 12 o'clock, is a huge game. The biggest game the Miami Hurricanes have played in a long, long time. I don't know how far back you want to go, but on top of that, this town's about great shows, being entertained, and there is no better show. And if it's not the best, it's one of the two or three best in college football, the Cam Ward Show. And this is the last home game. So if you're looking to watch an unbelievable passing game in the year that Cam Ward, nobody's going to tell me they saw just how good he's going to be to the point of being probably top two quarterbacks taken in this draft, one of the top two. They've got Wake Forest, and here we go. By the way, Xavier Restrepo, is going to join us this morning, so Xavier will join us. We'll talk to him, having an unbelievable year. He's up for the Fred Biletnikoff Award as a top college receiver. So, and again, last year was phenomenal. This year, to me, is even better, even though the numbers are a little bit down right now. But the clutch catches, the yards per catch, the run after, the blocking. I mean, he is the total package. So he'll join us later in the show. And, of course, the other news that I just can't get enough of, and it really – this is terrible. It makes me feel really good. Although, I do want to see Aaron Rodgers play down here in a couple weeks. I hope he's still starting. I do. But that thing, Joe Douglas, general manager, got fired yesterday. Robert Saul, of course, was let go last month. Jeff Ulbrich must know that he's on deck. The interim anything with that team is like basically you're on your last breath as a coach, and probably will never get another shot to be a head coach. And the owner now all these stories are coming out. Owner wanted to bench him after the Denver loss. Wanted Aaron Rodgers, like, thought maybe they'd be better with Tyrod Taylor, who's been around the league for a while now. So that thing is just a complete, I can't say the S show. Can I say, no? It's a mess. So, that's going. We got two games with them. Is reason I bring it up. They could still be good games. Don't get me wrong. They still have talent on that team. I don't know if I've seen a more talented team with the quarterback in place all season that has been so bad that everything on that team from the top down is just it's a mess. Aaron Rodgers got to be in the middle of this whole thing. Like, this is what happens when you decide and you sell out your whole team to bring in one guy who's had a Hall of Fame career with Green Bay, but you also knew there was some junk that came with it when he decided he was coming to your team, and everybody said, oh, he can still play, not that far removed from an MVP and all the numbers and the Green Bay way, and he was going to bring it here, and he thought he was going to pull, let's be honest, he thought he was going to pull a little Tom Brady. He thought he was going to leave New England and go to Tampa Bay, and he thought he was going to leave Green Bay, and he was going to be able to go to the Jets, and the same results were going to take place because, like, that Tampa Bay defense was really good. It was in place. It just needed a quarterback. It just needed a quarterback. Well, actually, it needed an offensive line and a quarterback. But they let Aaron Rodgers bring in, unlike Tom Brady, although Tom Brady did get a few pieces he wanted, it was obvious. But Aaron Rodgers looked like he was in. He looked like he was in the draft room, didn't he? It looked like he was when they were making decisions on free agents. It looked like they didn't go to the bathroom without checking in with Aaron Rodgers to see if it was okay. And they are 3-8, and it is about ready to go completely down. And now, so they're on a bye week, But now that this, whether it's true or not, this article from The Athletic up in New York is coming out saying that the owner, Woody Johnson, after the Denver loss, was ready to bench Aaron Rodgers. They lost 10-9 to the Denver Broncos, who, by the way, are in the seventh spot right now, the last playoff spot in the AFC. Said, hey, man, we gotta bench him. I think we'd be better with the other guy. So this thing, what a real, real crummy way. Year one, you play like three or four plays and you blow out your Achilles, and now you're back, and it's been a mess. And a lot of it, when you look in the mirror, you're Aaron Rodgers, you go, wow. I mean, everybody's got to have a gut check, right? Everybody has to have that moment. I think almost everybody does that, or I do it way too much, where you go, wow, man, a lot of this is on me, isn't it? You look in that mirror, and that mirror won't lie to you. When you look at that mirror, you're brushing your teeth or combing your hair, and you're just thinking about, what the hell am I going back to after this bye week? And you got to go, man, a lot of this is on me. Like, I'm not playing as well as I should. And maybe going back to the off season, that little vacation that I had to take, maybe I didn't help anything here. But it's a mess on both sides of the football, too, to be fair. That Jets defense hasn't exactly dominated the way everybody thought it would. So we got two games left with them. The Miami Dolphins still have two games left with them besides this Patriots game. So, yeah, 07 seed Joe, feeling better and better, about this. And by the way, the other team that's a mess right now is the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns and the Jets were supposed to be really good. When you looked at the schedule before the year and all those guys, not me, the national guys, the guys that do this for a living and do NFL shows every day said, I'm going to take the Jets to win the AFC East and the dark horse to make it to the Super Bowl. Hell, they're closer to getting the first pick right now than they are to anything else. So the Browns are 2-8. They're a mess. This Deshaun Watson thing has been a disaster. Thank God that thing, whatever it was, because we looked into it too. But it wasn't going to be any better here. Mike couldn't have done anything with him. I really believe he would have. Mike would have said, what the hell am I doing this to Deshaun Watson? Three first-round picks and $230 million fully guaranteed dollars. The first one of its kind. Think about that. All these quarterbacks trying to get fully guaranteed contracts, which a lot of them are getting closer and closer, and some do. But they give it to this guy. The Browns are trying to figure a way to get out of the rest of this. They're hoping something else breaks where they can find something in that contract where they don't have to pay him. So that's another team that's left on the schedule that when you looked at it, you go, holy crap. What, they went 12 games last year? If I'm not mistaken, I think Cleveland won 12 games, and Jets get Aaron Rodgers back, and we're going to be the team. And we brought in, we drafted a guy in the first round on the O-line. We brought in three veteran free agents. We're good in their day. We got it all together. We went out, all right, we lost a couple of games, went out, got Devontae Adams. Now I got my guy on the outside. And it's a mess. And they just happen to be on your schedule. Now, I know you're going to say, hey, Joe, you kind of left out Green Bay, kind of left out the Texans, left out a Nick Bosa 49er team. Nick will be coming home. I told you, Nick short of like having a broken leg is going to be playing against the Miami Dolphins in a few weeks when they come down here. But hey, man, I don't care. It's still, they're a 500 team. It looks good, man. And the one thing about this team for the Dolphins, they have stayed together. I'll say one thing, you know, and everybody will be evaluated at the end of the year. You know, that's a great one. But Mike kept these guys together, got his quarterback back, adjusted his offense, and said, it's not going to work. It's not going to work down the field. It's not going to work when Tua comes back down the field. I feel like everybody's taking it away. I'm changing my offense. We're going to do it a different way. And it worked. It's worked. It's worked so far. They're putting up good numbers. Couldn't hold a couple of leads, but now have a two-game winning streak, a chance to get more confidence against a Patriots team. You're favored by 7.5 points. Not that I looked. So, again, you still dug a hole. You know that great line that Calais Campbell said, we dug a big-ass hole that we still got to get out of. So we got a lot of work to do. So the guys are going back to work today. And so we got a couple of big football games. Busy weekend at Hard Rock Stadium Saturday at noon and Sunday at 1 o'clock as the Patriots come to town. And it's a short week because Thanksgiving, we aren't going to be sitting at home eating Thanksgiving. We're going to be in Green Bay getting ready for a game to see if you can get back to 500, which a lot of people didn't think that was possible. And now it's not such a crazy-ass thought, is it? Now it's not so crazy. But you got to win this game. Got to worry about this one first. Now I got to go back to the coach thing. Don't look ahead. It's got to be about this one. It's got to be about Wake Forest. It's got to be about the Patriots. That's where it is. So we've got a lot of other stuff I got to get to here real quickly while we're here, Woody, too. So you saw what happened, right? After everybody see what happened after the Heat beat the 76ers. Joel Embiid, they had a team meeting before they left. Said, hey, man, we got problems. We're terrible. So everybody, they have one of those meetings where they sit around, a coach, everybody. I'm not a big team meeting guy because I don't think they do that much to my experience. We had a bunch of them when I was at Cal, and they didn't help us. Like, we were just playing against teams that were better. And then in the pros, we used to have them every so often, although you couldn't have a lot of them because the only team meetings we really ever had was Don Shula. He was running those things. That was it. So anyway, they're going through everything. The coaches are talking. The players are talking. And Tyrese Maxey, who has not played, he's got a pulled hamstring, so he's been out, stands up and says, hey, Joel Embiid, bro, you're late for everything, man. Everybody else shows up except you. Everybody shows up to everything we have to do as a team except you come in late. He called his ass out. Two of the best players, and Tyrese, really, he's the best player on the team. Let's not talk about the two old guys. And he stood up. It was awesome. He said, hey, Joel, while you're going through all your stuff and, you know, coming off that great year before you were injured and didn't help us in the playoffs very much, let's talk about you. You're freaking late for everything. We have a team gathering for something, you're late. We have to do something in the community, you show up late. We have meetings and we go through a practice, your ass is late. I, for the life of me, and I've heard rumors, I'm not going to get into all this stuff, but I've heard certain guys are late on our teams. And I'm like, I get it. The money's different. Star power's different. I get it's a different time, and I'm not trying to be a grumpy old man today. But I just think, respect of being on friggin' time, you just do it. Now, understand it's a long season. Stuff does come up. And you know what? When it does come up, you call your coach. You call your coach. Whether it's your position coach or the head coach, you call him to let him know, hey, man, something came up. I got a flat friggin' tire on the side of the turnpike or of 95. Hey, something popped up overnight. You know, I mean, things are going to happen. I understand that. I'm not saying everybody's never going to be late. Something is going to pop up. But for guys that are chronically late all the time, I don't get it. I don't get it. And by the way, it's so friggin' disrespectful to the other guys on the team. And I also understand you think you're the best player and you play well on Sunday and that's really all that matters to you. Some guys feel that way. Like, hey, dude, this other stuff, I'll be there on time for practice. But the meeting stuff, so what, man? Don't worry, game time, I'll play. But where were you all day, man? We don't know if you're in or out. Shoot around, you're not there. Show up late, say you're sick, you're not sick. Like, and everybody kisses your ass because we need you. We need you to look like the best center. And by the way, it is going on everywhere, man. talking to everybody. And I don't know how, you know, again, maybe you think it's old school. Maybe you don't think it's important. But when you're not playing well, when your team's not playing well, your ass can't be late. I know when things are rolling and everybody's good and high-fiving, you're winning games, people aren't going to say anything. Oh, I'll let it go, man. We got it rolling right now. Let it go. Fine him if you want. It's not going to, he's making so much money. That little baby-ass fine, $3,000 you're going to give him. But I will tell you, man, there's not very many rules in sports, by the way, folks. I think even today there's less than there was when I played, but there weren't very many when I would play. But one thing that was the old man's biggest pet peeve was being late. And then you walk in and you're late and you got three Hall of Fame guys that are going to be Hall of Famers all sitting in the meeting on time. And your coach, who's won more games than anybody's brother, sister, mother, anybody you know.
Just funny. These guys make more money. They make 100 times more money than any of us do. And everyone listening to the show this morning, Joe, they're driving to work. It can't be late.
No.
Why do these guys who are making this kind of money, why do they get to, you know, to dog it and sit games and, you know, show up late to stuff? And it's a weird deal that these sports have, man, especially the NBA, I think, is by far the worst. But it is a very strange deal, man.
I think football is making a big run. I got to tell you, one guy, and we're super late here. Actually, we'll do it when we come back here because I am way, way over the top here because I got some more. I do have the all-time great player that was late in this town. I got the name. Being around locker rooms, clubhouses, everywhere else, arenas, cold arenas, warm arenas. I've seen it, and I know who the number one dude for being late, and I watched the team put up with it all year. And I'm going to have that for you when we come back. I bet you can't guess why we go to break here. Try to throw that name out in all our sports. I've been around for 35 years, so I've kind of seen all the knuckleheads, and I've seen the dudes that bring a lot of junk every day to the guys that do it the right way. Anyway, let me know. Text me if you think you know that name, but a great story when I come back. First, though, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Tell you what, maybe that'll help if you got low T and ED, man. Low T, you're dragging, so you can't get to work on time. Try that one with your boss. They're going to tell you, go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. That's what I would tell them. And I want to let you know right now, it's almost the holiday season. People going, looking for the great gift to get my husband or my boyfriend. I go, I'll tell you what, you want to get them. Or if you want to do it for yourself, if you know you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, guys, yes, it happens to young guys. I didn't believe it till I go to Atlantic Men's Clinic every week and I see young guys there. Young dudes, man. I'm in my 60s. I know what a young dude looks like. And they're getting it taken care of. Yeah, they've got ED and low T, but they're taking care of it. They're getting their energy levels back to where it used to be. Their sex drive is back like it used to be. Getting more out of life overall, man. That's what Atlantic Men's Clinic does. That's what they specialize in, and they got great people, great locations. I want you to set up, if you're going through it, that first appointment. Let's be honest. We don't have anybody to really talk to about this, so I'm going to talk to you. Set up a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida-licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test. And within 30 minutes, you'll have your results, have everything set up. They'll tell you what they can do for you, how quickly. They're going to explain everything to you, man. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Hey, get that first appointment set up and really enjoy the holidays. You can do it right now, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
All right, Joe, it's day 3 of our contest here to win the Jason Taylor autographed football, courtesy of Power Financial Credit Union. Giving out clues every day here through Thursday. And then on Friday, when you hear the cue to call, if you're the first caller with all 4 correct clues, you will win. Sponsored by Power Financial Credit Union. Join today and empower your money to do more. Today's clue is Dolphins. Dolphins is today's clue.
Wow.
There you go.
Switch it on. Okay, so let me see. I already forgot yesterday's. I remember the first day.
You have to go back to the podcast.
All right, let me write those. So
I can't tell you any of them.
Wait, you got one more tomorrow.
Yes.
And you said Dolphins today.
Today is Dolphins.
All right, thanks.
Today's
all right.
Wednesday, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, one more. One more tomorrow. Hey, anyway, welcome back, and good morning, everybody. Xavier Restrepo, Hurricanes wide receiver, just having unbelievable season. And you talk about the total package of everything you want. It was funny. Kyle Krabs has already done his draft stuff and done evaluation. A lot of people have toughness, run after. I mean, he's the whole thing. It's everything. Clutch. I mean, it's a run after catch. Incredible. So he's been great. I mean, what are you going to say the 2 years that he's had? I mean, he's going to have almost every record in the wide receiver book of a school that's full rich in wide receiver tradition and guys that have been really good in the league. All right. So we were talking before. It really is like over the top. Maybe some of you don't care about being late, and I get it because my daughters don't care. They don't. Now, I notice when it's meetings at work, but
yeah, I was going to say, they're not late for work, I'm guessing.
No, it has to do with when I want to be somewhere by a certain time, and it ends up almost ruining the night because...
Oh, sometimes women like to get dressed, you know, take a little longer, get ready.
Yeah, but you start earlier.
All right, but you can't group work in with like
social. That's fair. That is fair.
But it is gross that these guys continue to get away with this stuff while everyone else out there in the working world has.
But how nice was it to have Tyrese Maxey, who's really good? I mean, you talk about a guy that's really friggin' good. He's got a pulled hamstring right now, but so they have this meeting, and so the best player on the team calls out what used to be the best player on the team, because I don't think Joel Embiid, he may never get back to what he used to look like. I don't know how bad his knees are, but he gets up and he says, man, you're late for everything, man. It ain't helping. Besides us losing, we're watching you show up late. We don't know where you're going to play or not. You let us know before the game. I mean, he called him out. I mean, coaches can't do that. Literally got to come from another player. Today's coaches can't really do what Tyrese Maxey did. You can't. I think it goes on a lot. I've heard it goes on a little bit with the Dolphins. But I want to say this. My all-timer, and he's by himself, and it's legendary. Besides being one of the greatest players to ever play in any sport in this town, he's right there at the top. Any idea, Woody? I just gave you another one because I didn't tell you during the break. And the guys behind his back complained all the time. All the time.
Hmm.
It's going to be a hard one to get because...
That's hard. Okay, I was...
Miguel Cabrera.
Oh, my... Yeah, I would have never gotten that one.
Miguel Cabrera.
really?
So, at the time, they have... Again, baseball doesn't have a lot of rules. Be at the ballpark by... I don't know if it was 2 or 3 hours early. They want you there. And stretching was the only other thing. You stretched in groups, and that was a big thing for the skipper back then, the manager. And so while they were stretching, you could go out and talk to the guys. Baseball's loose, and while they're there, you could kind of stand around. And sometimes while they were stretching, a lot of those guys liked to talk. It was a good group of guys. And they go, friggin', one guy in our group's not here. And I go, who? So, he's not even in a clubhouse yet, Miguel Cabrera. But it really doesn't matter because it was a joke, Wood. He'll probably get 3 or 4 hits today and they ain't taking him out of the lineup. So I don't know if they find him or not, but he's legendary. For any baseball guys up early this morning, Miguel Cabrera by himself. Miguel Cabrera could walk out of rehab from an alcohol problem and get 3 hits. I mean, the guy's one of the greatest natural hitters of all time. Power, everything, his weight, he got big. He could still hit. Hey, Miguel, you're about 40 over. He get up there, he could still 3-4 hits, home run. Again, so It's not like it's something new, because we're talking about Miguel Cabrera now done as going to be a Hall of Famer right away.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because someone just texted in. They said, Joe, it's the younger generation. That's just how they are. They don't care. And I always tell people this. It's funny. Like, I'm in that age right now where there's a younger generation than me, and I say the same thing about the younger generation. It's like, it's just how it works. Like, everyone thinks the younger generation is softer and, you know, more coddled, all that other stuff, right?
But don't you think money and how good you are allows you, when you're really good and you know you're really good, you don't think you kind of feel like,
well, yeah, why
you got
wouldn't
a little different set
way?
Of rules than everybody else?
Why wouldn't you? And most of these guys have had that since they've been young, right? A lot of these guys have been star athletes since, I don't know, middle school probably,
yeah.
Right? Like, I think a guy like Joel Embiid probably knew for a long time he was going to play ball.
I was lucky enough to play with, off the top of my head, four Hall of Famers with the Dolphins, guys from the 70s and the 80s, maybe more. I was just thinking Larry Little and Dan Marino and, of course, Dwight and Bob Greasy. Man, that guy's never late. None of those guys. Quarterbacks, of course, aren't going to be late. They're the first ones there. They're an extension of, and if they're not, you got a problem. You got quarterbacks showing up late, you got a problem. But quarterbacks are an extension of the coaching staff, so they spend more time than anybody. Whether they call them gym rats or whatever name you want to give them, but like Joel Embiid still pulling this act of whatever it is, and like, hey, you realize. We suck, right? You realize we've won like two games. Everybody's beaten us in the league. And we need you to get back to being healthy. Got to get my hamstring taken care of. But I'm back sitting back watching this, and I know it bothers all the guys on the team, and nobody can really say anything but me. I can, because I know I'm good too, and I do it the way it's supposed to. You need to show up, and you need to be on time. And when we have a function that's mandatory, team mandatory, because they have team mandatory events, your ass needs to be there. So, listen, man, I'm not going to sit here and do a show on the all A thing, but I do remember watching some guys I was close to on the baseball team said, he's late for everything. He's just late. But you don't say anything because you want him in the lineup because you want to win games and they want to win games. And so what do? You want to bench Miguel Cabrera? He's the best hitter on your team. Check that. He's one of the best hitters from almost day one when he got in the league. He was one of the best hitters when he hit Roger Clemens, hit a home run in the friggin' World Series. Well, he's 19 when he did it or something. It's crazy.
You know, it's weird, man. Like, everyone's got a different take on this, right? Like, everyone, depending on how old you are, whatever.
Oh, no, some people don't think it's a big deal, yeah.
Well, how about this? So Victor texts me. I'm going to read this one to you because he's, like, kind of taunting me here. He says, the younger generation is tougher, Joe. You couldn't take Shula's criticism. Imagining opening up social media and being told how awful you are and getting it nationwide instead of just locally.
So that's fair, by the way, because I did not have that. And
is it, though?
Well, because all these guys have their head down on that phone all day.
Yeah.
I saw after the game, Tua taking a picture with Waddle. They right away, they had the phone out. Like, you just finished the game. They already got the phone out for the picture that lasts forever. So those guys, they're getting information right away, man, and there's a form of an addiction to that phone that I personally don't have. My phone can be away from me all day. I go back to my phone 3 hours later and there's 22 messages. Like, bro, you going to get back? When I play tennis, that phone doesn't even make it to the court. Don't check my car, though. I'd appreciate if you didn't check in the car.
Yeah, I don't know how much I'm buying the social media thing, though. Like, I get social media. I just think social media in general makes life tougher on everyone. Because I just think it's a very negative, you know, influence on just day-to-day life, but
so I'm
like,
just
I
talking,
don't think that makes these athletes mentally tougher.
I'm talking about one No, I think so. So I think it's much more difficult for these guys. So we got to be careful. I've told Bo this. I said, Bo, you know, when we start, don't be getting on these guys about strip clubs and staying out all night during a week, because then that makes us full-time old frauds. So be careful. If it was a good time in the middle of the week, my ass was all in. I'd go to work the next morning on very little sleep. knowing I could get sleep the next day after practice. So, you know, and these guys now have phones everywhere. I still remember the O.J. McDuffie story. You know, you remember that? You ever hear the O.J. McDuffie story? O.J. and I still laugh about it. Had O.J.'s birthday. I don't know what number it was. He's down in the Grove. The whole team's down there. And it was a Friday night, and they weren't playing well. They were in a losing streak. So in the morning, I do the show, and we're taking calls. And the guy goes, I know what's wrong with the Dolphins. We were out in the Grove last night, and friggin' whole team's out there. And some of those guys didn't leave, you know. And so Coach Shula gets back to Coach Shula, one of the coaches listening in the morning. Coach Shula calls those guys in, says, hey, I heard you guys are out at the Grove all night. That's the only way you could get us. These guys now, I mean, they're pretty open about what they're doing. I don't know, man. Hey, listen, we got a lot of other stuff to get to. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest. I hate friggin' late. And by the way, if you're really good and you're late, that sucks too.
But again, to go back to like the original point, none of us can be late.
No, of course, I'm not good enough to
well,
be late.
I mean, there's some people here that could show up late, but like you and I can't, we can't show up at 6:30.
No. But if somebody on one of the shows that's not a key member comes in late, it's okay because they have enough people to do their show. No, I'm just saying as an example.
Okay.
All right.
Good example.
So anyway, we have a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on here.
All these people driving into work today making, I don't know, 1% of what these guys in the NBA are making.
And they're on time because they got a meeting and they know their ass needs to be on time for it.
Yeah. It sucks, man.
I'm guessing if you
got to
be in front of a judge, you can't go, hey, judge, I'm going to be a little late today.
I'm really good at what I do. Screw you.
You don't think so I've heard this because I've had this discussion before, the sales thing. And we're super late again, but the sales thing, you don't think the top salesperson doesn't want to come in? What are they going to tell them? I'm not coming in today. I know we come in twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday at this place, but some of them don't come in. They go, don't worry.
You're onto something here.
Don't worry. First of all, look at my numbers every month that I'm putting in. And second of all, you don't have to worry about me. I'm working from home. All right. Hey, I got to tell you about it, guys that are working a lot for you, working every day. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, going to see him tonight. The partners of Cohen and Judah Injury Law Firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish, more than 30 years of experience each, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back, communicate, give you updates on everything that's going on with your case. And it's important to you. And by the way, if you're not getting that where you are right now, I know there's a lot of beautiful, beautiful commercials out there from these people, and you've gone with them, and you go in there and you meet with them, and you're talking, and they're talking to you. You really like what you're hearing. Oh, my God, you're just like the TV person I saw. And they go, okay, but now that person over here, young Judy over there is going to handle your case. And then you're calling to get updates, and they don't get back to you until, like, the next day. You're a little frustrated. That injury is kind of important, right, to get that thing settled. Well, it's important to Cohen and Judah, too. Go to CohenandJudah.com and read the reviews. Partners who you can always reach. I'm telling you right now, any questions you have, even on the weekends, they're going to make sure that phone is on to take good care of you. Go to CohenandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. That's right. The attorneys who shake your hand are the ones that are going to handle your case every day. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
All right, before we get back to the show here, let's get you weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 76 degrees at the moment. Let's see. Looks like no rain, as far as I can tell. Joe, back to you.
All right, Woody, that was weak. Thank you so much. I don't know why you do that, man. Just
I'm trying, bro. I had to load a second page again.
Nice, cool weather tomorrow.
Yeah, it's cooling
down. Waking up, it's going to cool down, man.
It's part of my forecast
yesterday. Cool down. It'll be great. Hey, so anyway, we've got all kinds of stuff going on here, man. We got a big college football game. Woody, I got to tell you, this game, one of the biggest games that the University of Miami has played in how long?
I can't remember.
For a,
my memory doesn't work all that well, but I can't remember a game bigger than these upcoming two games.
You got a 12 o'clock game. Wake Forest. They're 4-6. Six teams have figured out how to beat them. You need to give them their seventh loss. And I'll say this is their last home game. If you haven't been, you probably heard about this guy by now. If you follow college football, he's usually a headliner on all those shows because win or lose, he puts up monster friggin' numbers every week. And Cam Ward leads the country in about every friggin' stat there is. I see yards, he's number one.
Yeah, and look at your last chance to see this guy, by the way. If you haven't seen him,
he's going to be a first round. Everybody's telling
me
every week.
Yeah, he's seen him in the NFL, but this is the last time to see him play for the Canes, Joe. This is definitely it. So anyway,
we just want everybody to know that chance go 10-1, and then we'll talk about that other game coming up that's going to be, if you get this one, there's no time to rest because Syracuse got a hell of a team. So
how big is this game? I mean, you asked the question. I can't really remember a bigger game.
Well, Mark Richt had started 10-0, right? Started 10-0 and lost the last three.
Yes.
So I go back to those games, but I think, you know, again, if this team plays to its potential.
Yeah, that's the other thing, though. You talk about potential. Like, I do feel like, you know, the Mark Richt team was good, I mean, whatever, but this team actually has a chance to be great, right?
Well, it has a chance
because you have a quarterback in Cam Ward that you haven't had in, a very, very long time.
Right. That's good you kept names out of it because I don't have an answer to that either. But
I don't know. You'd have to go back to maybe like the early 2000s.
Hey, listen, he can't do it by himself, but he's going to put on a hell of a show against Wake Forest. I really believe that he is because he plays well just about every week, and he's not afraid to, you know, take some chances and get it in there. So it's really about all the rest of those guys, and can you get some stops on I'm not saying you got to be perfect on defense. I'm not. But at least know your assignments. Don't freelance. Don't get out of your technique. You know, if you're supposed to stay outside of a tackle or a tight end and you've got containment, then make sure you don't get sloppy and think you can beat the guy inside and now you get blocked and it's a wide open freeway at 4 o'clock in the morning on 95 where the guy's just running forever. Just be smart and no mental mistakes in the secondary. So if you get beat, I mean, you miss tackles. Probably if you've been missing tackles, you're probably going to continue to miss tackles. But at least give yourself a chance by lining up. And if you're supposed to be in a certain area, that's your assignment in zone or man, then do it. If you're supposed to rush or blitz in a certain gap, make sure you do it. Don't freelance. Don't play hero ball, man. Just do whatever they're telling you to do, just do it. And I know the coaching staff's getting ripped just like the players are. That's all. And let's see what happens. If you do that on defense and, you know, and get back to being able to run the football a little bit with everything else, although I got to tell you, man, it's copycat league, and I think, you know, Georgia Tech kind of laid out a foundation to see if some other teams here are going to try to do some of the same things, although seems like defensively you can have success doing a lot of different things against the Canes right now. So how much better can they be coming off that bye week? Anyway, we've got some good stuff coming up. One of the great stories on this Canes team, a finalist or semifinalist for the Fred Biletnikoff Award, one of the top wide receivers in college football, Xavier Restrepo, is going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes. On his way to another 1,000-yard season, and really, really is doing it all. So we'll get him. You know he'll be ready because he's ready every friggin' week and makes more big plays than just about anybody on this team. So he's going to join us in just a few minutes. First, though, want to take a second to talk to you about Loctite. Chev, the CEO over there, he's still like, hey, hurricane season, still got a little more time. I go, no, I know, Chev. I appreciate you calling. He goes, hey, please let people know if they've been thinking about it and they're not sure, or everybody's probably too busy right now that for impact windows and doors and even a new roof. Everybody, no. Chev, and that staff that he has, and I always tell everybody the impact windows and doors part as well as the roofing part of the company, man, they got 100% financing, zero down, impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year, and they do it all. And they got great, great people working for them, and very competitive prices. So if you've been thinking about doing it, now's the time. You don't have to wait. Call Chev, CEO. Let the Loctite folks over there take good care of you starting today. Don't wait for the next storm. Get rolling on it right now. Loctite services, the whole Tri-County area, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties, take care of all the permits and HOA approvals. They really do it all. You just get your agreement done and let them go to work for you, man. They're a licensed and insured contractor at Loctite, 954-500-LOCK, 954-500-LOCK. Let their professionals and very knowledgeable people take care of you today.